Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to have an open mic day today. My guest, Gary Malkin, we've rescheduled for Tuesday of next week, so he's not going to be able to be with us today, but that doesn't make it any different than usual. We're going to have all kinds of things to share with you. Telephone lines are open for the entire hour. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number to call in for the U.S. For Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, also 530. 876-3222. Well, when I was thinking about the program today, there was a quote that I came across by Thomas Henry Huxley. And this is what he stated. This was a while back in time. He said, perhaps the most valuable result of all education is the ability to make yourself do the thing you have to do when it ought to be done, whether you like it or not. It is the first lesson that ought to be learned, and however early a man's training begins, it is probably the last lesson that he learns thoroughly. Boy, I thought about that quote, and I said to myself, there are so many times that I think, oh, I shouldn't have to be bothered with something. But yet you go about and you do it. It's all about responsibility, isn't it? Personal responsibility. How are we going to work with our lives? How are we going to work with our commitments? How are we going to deal with the mundane? It's so easy to get caught up with what we think is the glamorous aspect of life. And it's sounds wonderful when people talk about not having to do much of anything. But the truth is there are those responsibilities we have in our lives. And I think one of the biggest responsibilities we have in our lives is to remember that we have to treat people the way we want to be treated. And if we don't treat ourselves well, then how can we treat other people nicely? It's so important to remember the mundane things that we must do to take care of ourselves. What are some of those mundane things? Maybe doing 15 minutes of exercise a day, or making sure that we take time to have something decent to eat instead of just grabbing something at a fast food place, or being aware that maybe we need to read instead of doing something else like watching something on television. Maybe we need to go forth with some education. What are those things? What are those things that we need to do? Sometimes it's cleaning poop up out of a backyard. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. We think, oh, I just as soon not do it. Well, a long time ago I learned you can procrastinate all you want, but if you say, okay, give me 10 minutes to do such and such and I'll do it. Sometimes we have to put things in between other items that we consider a priority. But there are those levels of life that are not romantic, they're not glamorous, there are things that have to be done. And it's just like when kids go to school, they have homework. I have yet to find anybody of any generation that would get ecstatic over homework in school. Heavens no. There's other things we'd much rather put our time and effort and energy into. But it all boils down to discipline, doesn't it? Discipline, consistency, planning, and following through, and not assuming too much. It's a part of life, and it's something we're all going to have to deal with on one level or another. Maybe one day you'll be wealthy enough where you can assign tasks to everybody else. But I remember someone telling me many, many years ago, even if you're in the fortunate positioning of being able to financially afford everything that you want, understand something. If you don't know how to manage it, if you don't know how to to oversee things, it's all going to be taken away from you. So one way or another, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, or somewhere in between, we always have the mundane to deal with. And the sooner we can relate to taking care of things as they need to be taken care of, the better off we really are. Because it can be a drag, I agree. But, hey, just know, get things done, you get them behind you. I have a poem here by Clay Harrison. By the way, this is an open mic hour today. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number if you'd like to call in. Canadians, 888-815-9756. Or we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Clay Harrison had this little poem. It says, the most beautiful, beautiful photograph of brilliant yellow crocus that's blooming in snow. And this is how the poem reads. On the coldest days of winter, I sit beside the fire and dream of springtime gardens and flowers I admire. Beneath the snow, the bulbs of spring are waiting to be born, and I'll be the first to welcome them when winter's veil is torn. Clay Harrison is the author of that. I also wanted to share with you bits and pieces today, since we have an open mic. What do you think of all the things that you have around you that you could live without? Could you imagine your life without a computer? Well, there was a survey that was done recently by Pew Research Center, and they said 51% of the adult public now considers a home computer a necessity, not a luxury. And if you have kids, that is an absolute. If you're in business, it is an absolute. Now, these researchers said the list of what people consider absolutely necessary is growing. Some of the items on the list have been around for a while, and I'm going to share them with you. We've got a caller. You might be surprised at some of the things that people feel they just can't live without. This is Donna Sebo. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Keisha. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh. Oh, one day I hope I have a chance to visit your beautiful city.
I don't know about that.
Well, dear, I'm sorry. I couldn't quite hear your first name.
Keisha.
Keisha? Is that K-E-E-Z-A?
No, K-I-S-H-A.
All right. Now, Keisha, the first thing that I am looking at with you, I'm getting two things. I am seeing you breaking away from a particular lifestyle patterning that you want to grow and change into something better. This is better in your mind's view. And two, I'm looking at a level of specialized training and education that you're also going to want to get. And I'm watching you with interest because I think these next 2 years, 2008 and 2009, are going to enable you to break through what you feel has been a concrete wall of obstacle in your life. And I'm seeing one single wall. It's not a bunch of walls. It's one big wall. And I would like for you to consider doing something. You've worked very hard and very diligently to reach the level of personal accomplishment that you have to this point. I would like to see you find a person that could be your mentor. Because I am looking in my mind at a mature woman. She seems to be in her 50s. She could be in her early 60s. She's a woman that takes very good care of herself. She is very well educated. She has a very open, intelligent attitude about life. She is a woman that has seen a lot of difficulties, and she really, if someone is sincere, really likes to mentor people. Now, I think you're aware of the woman. I don't know that you know her personally. She dresses very well. She likes, it looks like to me, a style not unlike the Chanel suit style, the very straight line, conservative type of dress. But she loves dramatic jewelry. She is a woman that I think would have a lot to offer you. And if you worked with her, I think it would enable you to maintain your GPS system, if you will, and stay right on track with where you need to be. And I think that this is so important for you, absolutely important for you, because these next 2 years are going to not just be breakthrough years for you, but they are what I see as two giant years of giant steps for personal accomplishment. And in this process, I want you to take care of yourself, dear, because I'm looking at some health issues that could come up.
I'm multiple sclerosis.
All right. You need to be aware you've got some options to work with. And I think that there are some good things happening for you. By the way, I do know of someone that has done a lot of research with MS. And if you ever wanted to call my office and get information, I'd be happy to give you a reference to this woman, because she has worked with doctors and has done some wonderful things with MS. And she's been a guest on my show. So you can always call my office and say, Donna, would you give me the name of the woman regarding this? Because she's made tremendous strides. It's just phenomenal. But anyway, do you have a question for me?
Yes, I have a question about if my daughter's father, like, he's been one of the, like, strains that I've been dealing with for a long time now.
Mouthpiece of your microphone or your telephone, because your voice just faded away.
It's my daughter's father.
I was just wondering
where me and his relationship was going.
Well, you're confusing me with your question, because you're asking about your daughter's father, and you're asking something about a relationship and where it's going. Now, are you asking me about your interaction with him? Because I don't see very much of an interaction between the two of you.
No, not at this point.
So why are you concerned about him? And how old is your daughter?
She'll be 3 in April.
All right. And what is your concern with him?
Like, we've just been, it's basically been up and down with me. It's been both of us. Like, we both had other people, and, you know, we try. We break up. Then we get back together. I just, you know, where is
it going? Well, I think there what you're going to need to do is to ask yourself why the game is continuing to be played as it is. You have a child here, a 3-year-old child. You need to ask yourself, where do you want your relationship with this 3-year-old child to go? If you want to provide a stable relationship for this child with yourself and your husband, then you're going to need, or your ex-boyfriend, whatever the status is right now, you need to ask yourself how you want to conduct your life, how you want to present an image. What kind of a example do you want to be to your daughter?
Yeah, I mean, I try to set a good example, but, you know, if we're going to make it work, it's going to take both of us, you know?
Well, I think you have to understand something. Your daughter's 3 years old. You've been in and out of this relationship. From the little bit that you've told me, neither one of you are acting in a very mature, responsible way. You, if you are the primary parent, you're the one that's going to make the choices about what is going to be the best for behavior. I think that's one of the reasons that I got the information relative to your having a mentor. Because I believe you are not really aware of an example that you can represent for your youngster. You can talk about it, but neither one of you have come to a decisive point. So the responsibility is in your lap. And if you're trying to pass it off to him, you're playing a game. It's not going to work. And the child's going to be the loser as well as yourself. So I really would like to see you look for and find that mentor that can help you get yourself on track and maybe you could go to some counseling. Do you go to? Do you have a church that you go to?
I've got several different churches.
Okay. Well, if there's someone that you admire and you respect as an individual, it doesn't make any difference what their background is, but you know, other than they need to be a credible person. But what you want to do is start talking to some people that represent the quality of character and direction and example that you would like to demonstrate in your life.
Right.
And that's a good place to begin.
Right. You may be talking about my pastor. Actually, that's who you were basically describing.
I think you're, to get yourself on the road to personal accomplishment, you have two wonderful years in front of you here. They're going to be hard working, but they're good years. It's up to you.
Okay. All right.
I want to thank you for your call.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, honey. Follow up. Talk to that. Talk to your minister if you need to.
Okay.
All right, there. You take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. You can call in, too. We have an open mic day today. My guest, Gary Malkin. We're going to be talking with him on Tuesday. We had to shift our schedules around a little bit, and I know you're just going to enjoy him. He's got the most wonderful music, and we've got some other great guests that are going to be coming up next week. We are going to be talking with Lisa Love about Beyond the Secret, and that's going to be on Monday. So many of you I know who listen to the show have heard about Beyond the Secret. Well, this is just, or you've heard about The Secret. This is Beyond the Secret. This is another level about the law of attraction that I know you'll enjoy. And as I said, on Tuesday, we're going to be talking to Gary Malkin, and then we're going to be talking with Gary Schwartz. We're going to be talking about living energy universe. Fascinating, fascinating stuff. And I know you'll enjoy that too. And then a movie that I just saw recently that I absolutely think is awesome is The Golden Compass. George Beam is going to be my guest. He's a historical researcher. And boy, are we going to have good stuff to share with you about this fascinating movie. And then Joe McMonagle, a remote viewing expert, is going to be with us next Friday. So we just have a wonderful lineup of people. And just know you're going to be able to listen to them if you want to at your convenience when you go to our archives. And you don't have to feel badly if you miss something. We love to have you just come by and say hello and sit back and relax. If you're doing homework or doing something else and you want to have the show playing in the background, that is great. Meanwhile, right now, phone lines are open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to do exactly that with you. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number to call into for the U.S., 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756, that's 888-815-9756. We also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Before I took a caller, I was talking about some things that people are not likely to live without. Well, this is what the Pew researchers found. They said some of the items on the list that they put together from their research have been around for quite a while, but a lot of people are considering certain items necessities. Now, in 1996, just 32% of adults considered a microwave oven a necessity. 2006, it popped all the way up to 68%. Air conditioning followed the same trend. But only about 51% of the people interviewed decided they needed it. Well, I know here in the Pacific Northwest, to have air conditioning, you better really think about it. And there are some other things. Let's go to our next caller, and I'll be filling you in on some of the other items, too. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello, caller. I'm sorry, I think we lost the caller. So I don't know what happened to that caller, but if the telephone line disconnected, just give us another buzz. Anyway, this is something that's considered air conditioning. There we go. Hello. Hello, caller. Nope, I'm sorry. I keep hearing a tone, but I'm not hearing a caller.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi, dear. I cannot hear you.
Oh, okay. I was. My name is Monica. I'm from Pasadena, California.
Hi, Monica. Nice to hear from you.
Hi, how
beautiful
are you, Donna?
Pasadena, one of my favorite places. I was born and raised in California, and Pasadena is awesome. Can you hear me, Monica?
Veronica.
Veronica? It's
yes.
Veronica?
Yes, it's with a V.
Wonderful. Okay. Your voice, I think we've got a bit of a time delay on the phone line.
Okay.
So be aware of that, that we may have that empty space.
Okay.
The first thing I want to say to you, Veronica, is how you look, how you dress is making a statement about you. I'm looking at a social environment, and I'm just seeing you so aware of your stage presence, your persona, if you will. And I want to say this is a very good thing because it is going to definitely enhance an environment that you're going to find yourself in that is going to be relative to an interview, to setting up a network with people, a cooperative communication with different people. And I really like what I see here. I think you're pretty savvy, Veronica. I think you are an individual that aspires to really step up in life in a way where you feel like you're going to make a very distinct, direct impact on other people. And I compliment you because I think you've got your head on straight, and I think you are a person that is very earnest and very sincere. But you don't feel that things are moving quickly enough. Take it easy. Understand, sometimes it's best when things will slow down a little bit so that as you have the opportunity to prepare to develop your own momentum and your own style. When opportunity does knock, you're going to be able to then go 1,000 miles a minute. So just take it one step at a time. I don't think that this is going to be a real quiet year for you. I think there's a lot of turmoil that's going to come up, especially in relationships with other people. So you need to be very aware of how you respond to people. I think this is a year, if you will, of testing to show you how far you've come and to show you what else you are going to need to learn. And it seems to me that you have to be very discriminating about how you speak. You need to be thoughtful about how you use your words so that your words will convey the information and the picture of information that you want another person to get. You're going to be one very, very successful woman. What question do you have for me, Veronica?
Well, yeah, that's one of the questions. If I'm going to, I'm looking for another job, and maybe I really want to pursue what I want to do. I just wanted to know if you see me getting in a different field or a new job, maybe.
Well, now, when I'm looking at you, I'm seeing you dressed so attractively. You're in it looks like a blue dress of some kind, and you are just, your walk, your posture, your whole demeanor is just absolutely wonderful. And I think you've turned a corner, and how you present yourself is going to have a major impact on the people who are going to interview you. What kind of work have you been doing?
Well, I used to work for the court, and I changed my position. I work for a bank now. I just want to change field. I want to be a social worker. I don't have to go to school for that. I just want to do something different.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would encourage you to investigate groups like the Carnegie Group, where they do motivational training, things like this. If you wanted to be a social worker, that's fine. You will have to go to school for that.
Yeah.
I would love to see you refine your skills in communication, and I would recommend your joining or considering joining Toastmasters, which is a speaking group. I just think you have got so much going for you that as you learn and as you refine how you present yourself and as you refine your skills, you're going to be incredibly successful.
Okay. Thank you. Just one more question. Do you see any relationships, any new relationships, like as far as a boyfriend anytime soon?
No, not right now. I think, Veronica, what you need to focus on is yourself. Eventually, you're going to be very happily married. I see two beautiful children, and I'm seeing a lovely, lovely home. No, you focus on yourself right now. The boyfriend stuff, that'll take care of itself in its own time. But you focus on you right now. You've got so much going for you. You invest the time in you, and you're going to have your dreams fulfilled in just a wonderful, wonderful way. I want to thank you for your call, dear.
Yep. Thank you, Donna.
You are welcome, Veronica. This is Donna Sebo, and before we go on break, let me finish this survey, and again, this is an open mic hour today, 877-876-5227, Canadians 888-815-9756, and also 530-8763-222, and after the break, then I'll be happy to continue taking calls, but let me just give this information quickly before we do go on break. Another product that's moved up from luxury to necessity, believe it or not, is a clothes dryer. Now, that, to me, is absolutely a necessity. I'd be lost without my washing machine and dryer. And in 1996, believe it or not, only 62% of people felt a clothes dryer was a necessity. Wonder what they did with their wet clothes. If they're in California, maybe they can hang them out on a line. That's what I did at one point. But my goodness gracious, today the number is 83%. Of course. If you live like I do in the Pacific Northwest, fat chance of drying them in the garage. Nuh-uh, no way. Now, here are some of the other study findings. 91% say a car is a necessity. 90% of people interviewed say a clothes washer is a necessity. Amen to that one. 64% think a television is a necessity. Interesting number. 59% think car air conditioning is a necessity. 49% now consider a cell phone a necessity. I'm surprised they got that low a percentage. I would have thought it was a lot higher. 35% consider a dishwasher a necessity. I raised my hand on that one. 33% consider cable or satellite TV a necessity. And 29% consider high-speed internet a necessity. The world has changed, ladies and gentlemen, and it's going to be changing even more as technology moves forward. So many things that our grandparents and our parents never even dreamed would be available is available today. And I can remember with my mother a time when she had to wash sheets in a bathtub. And I remember a time in my life when I had to wash sheets in a great big sink. Forget that nonsense. I'll take my washing machine and dryer any time. It is a necessity in my life. And I'm so grateful for those people that invented them. Oh, my goodness. They are such an asset. It's terrific. If you have dogs and kids, you know what I mean. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, those phone lines are open. We've had a whole hour of open lines, 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222. Those lines are all open. Give me a buzz if you want to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. New, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, or Canadians 888-815-9756, or 530-876-3222. Now, if you are a first-time listener, remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then let me say what I'm going to say, and then after that, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you like. Now, I do want to mention I'm going to be appearing at the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival. This is coming up in February. The dates are 8 to 11 at the LAX Hilton, which is 5711 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles. Now, if you would like some information about this or want to tell some friends, you can call 800-367-5777. That's 800-367-5777. Or you can go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com on the web, and you'll find out all kinds of information. A number of speakers. You're going to have Daniel Brinkley. You're going to have George Norrie, Lisa Williams, Peaceful Warrior, Dan Millman, and so many, many more, including myself. I'm going to be doing a program there. We're also going to be doing a live broadcast right on site there at the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo. Now, they're going to have a spiritual comedy night. They've got a conscious business symposium. They're going to have yoga classes. It's just so exciting, so much going on. And if you have a chance, come on by and say hello, because I would be delighted to meet you. So give them a call at 800-367-5777 if you want to get tickets early, or go to their website to find out more information. ConsciousLifeExpo.com. Just so many good things are going to be going on there. Well, we're all interested in a bargain. We are all interested in making our money go further. You know, even those people that are extremely wealthy are often shopping for bargains. Why? I just think it's a part of the psyche. I think it's a part of life. If ever you've gone through any tough times and you've had to do without, you realize there are times that you want to do some shopping and you want to make sure you get the most for the value that you desire, the best price. So you go out and you watch for the sales. Well, there's times of the year to look for different sales and to be aware of different things. And one gal, Michelle McKay, she said she decided she was going to sort of make saving money like a game. And she said she would want to do this because it got to be pretty depressing when she had to think about, gee, I can't do this, I can't do that. So instead of looking at life from a positioning of lack, she said, shopping's my hobby. Isn't that a great attitude? I think it is. Well, she went through a time in her life. She got a divorce. She was a single mom. And she said, oh, just so miserable. This is before she decided to shift her attitude. Well, the first thing that happened to her after she'd gotten her divorce, she was talking over on, gee, I don't have this money and that money. A friend told her about a consignment shop. And she said, oh. So she went in, got all the clothes she no longer wanted to wear. took them out, put them in the consignment shop, and she made a little money. However, while she was in the shop, guess what she discovered? She found that she could buy nice clothes very inexpensively. In fact, she said the entire consignment shop was loaded with first-quality clothing that she got at a fraction of the cost. She said, what else can I do? So then she checked out a local thrift store, found a fabulous fine leather handbag to replace one she had been using for a long time that had finally just fallen apart, only cost her $7. She said, you know what? I'm having fun doing this. Now remember, this is attitude. Some people might have an attitude about, oh, if you go to a thrift store, that's poverty thinking. Baloney. If you find what you want, nobody knows that it came from a thrift store. It's quality, whatever it is that you're looking for. They have their place. And she said the more she looked, the more she found she could stretch her dollar and actually save money at the same time. So then she got involved with garage sales. And she said she got an electric mixer for $5. She found out about a website, freecycle.com, where people post stuff they don't want anymore. She got an exercise bike for a very, very small amount of money. Nothing. That's right. It didn't cost her a penny. She said if she had gone into a store and paid $200 or more for that same bike, she said she wasn't in a position to do that. Well, somebody said, I just want to get rid of it. Take it. Well, she found when her computer crashed, when she asked one of her techie friends to fix it, and she said, hey, I'll give you a free haircut. How about that? She said free DVDs from the library saved $30 a month in rental fees for the videos that she and her family wanted. She said she got dinners out for half off for their entertainment book, and she got dance lessons for free at her town hall. She then started scouring the web for coupons, buying staples on sale, and planning meals around store circulars. And then she worked with her leftovers. She said, I slashed as much as $50 off of my weekly grocery bills. She said, I ended up having a fabulous new wardrobe, spending a lot less money. She said, I found I was saving over $300 a month. She said she found that being patient paid off because sooner or later she found almost anything she needed for less than retail. One of the items she found was a brand new patio set that someone bought and they just didn't like it, so they were giving it away. Now, right now, Michelle, she's happily married. Her daughter is just 6 years old. She said, I still am saving money, but we have so much fun with it. And I don't think that it's being cheap. I just have fun shopping. She was born to shop. She just changed her attitude. And she said the money that she saves by doing what she does means her family can't afford extras like going to the movies, eating out. And my husband jokingly asked me one day what I'd do if I ever won the lottery. I told him I'd shop the same. She said it makes sense. Being frugal isn't just smart. It can be a lot of fun. And here are some tricks that you can work. You can use the circular trick. Many stores, according to research, including Walmart, can match the lowest prices you can find. Michelle checks her local circulars, finds the best prices, and does one-stop shopping at a price-matching store. Also, stock up on staples. You might not need the juice or canned item now, but you might need it sooner than you expect. So why not buy what you know that the family typically will use in the form of staples and save? Also, know the shelf secret. Supermarkets put the pricier items at eye level because that's where we look first. Check the top and the bottom shelves for better deals. Also, watch out for the end-of-aisle specials. Sometimes they're not sales at all. They're just placed there to catch your eye. In fact, according to marketing research, merchants will pay to have the end-of-aisle selection areas because people will often grab and put into their carts what they find at the end of the aisles. But often they're not sale items, so just be aware, be attuned. And join the club for free. There's a lot of wholesalers that periodically offer 1 or 2 month memberships that are going to be assisting. There is a great deal that you can find on freecycle.com. www.donnasebo.com. And it's just a lot of fun. There's just a lot of things that you can do there. Anyway, this is Donna Sebo. We are going to take a break for a moment. We'll be right back. If you want to give me a buzz, call me at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 and also 530-876-3222.
Hi, this is Jeff from Electron Love Theory, and you're listening to BBS Radio. You can hear Electron Love Theory's new album, Colors of the Galaxy, right here. Check it out further on our website, which is lovetheory.com. We're on iTunes or CD Baby. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet, in the galaxy, and in the universe.
Out to the north, and out to the south, and I look up at the sunset, and I pray for forgiveness I know I may never get. Diary, it's my dream, it's alright, it's alright. I've been there, I cried it, I sweated. Coffee girl every single day, so hey, the kind of mate you got, whoa. And I'm sitting on the A train with a 2, 3, 1, and 9. And I pray for inspiration I know I may never find. My diary, it's my dream, it's alright.
Have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hello, this is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 is the number to call into. I believe we have a caller waiting on the line. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, dear. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My first name is Terry, and I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
From Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, that's such a beautiful area.
Yeah, it is. It's a little cold.
You know, that is something I've never understood. In my mind, Charlotte, North Carolina should always be warm. It should never get cold, and I know it does.
But it sure does.
It doesn't fit with that southern image of
I know, you should be outside drinking tea.
Absolutely. Well, Terry, let me give you my perceptions as I have them, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything you like when I've finished. The first thing that I'm looking at, Terry, is you've got a lot of hard work right in front of you. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. For you, you must clean up the loose ends that are in your life. No games here. Just, it's real hard, cold fact. Deal with it. You've got a number of individuals who want to lean on you all the time to be their emotional, mental, even spiritual support. And I think that you may need to retreat a little bit and give yourself some space. I'd love to see you have about a month where you could just sort of, again, retreat, do your planning, set your priorities, look at what is most important and where you really want to focus your energy, and then set up your plan for doing it and do due diligence after that. That's what's going to get you out of this slump, hon, that you feel like you have been stuck in for about 6 to 8. I don't know if it's weeks or months. But you have had a carryover from 2007. And what I'm looking at, the picture I'm getting in my head, it's as if you have been carrying a 500-pound pack. And you finally said, I've got to lay this thing down because I'm just pooped. I'm exhausted.
Right.
And I'm seeing it in like a bunch of little bundles. And you will need to be able to detach from what you are carrying. You know, it's someone that carries a lot of backpacks, you just say, well, I leave this behind or I leave this behind. I can only deal with so much. So what you're going to, for all intents and purposes, you're going to need to streamline.
Okay.
That's what you're going to need to look at. And that's why you need some time to back up. You need some time to be quiet. You need some time to be able to really look at what you need to coordinate, organize, put together, and deal with. You will not regret it if you do. You won't regret it at all.
Okay.
You will find that you get so far ahead. You have such a big heart. And I think you came in as a natural-born counselor because from the time you've been just a little shaver, people have always said, what do you think? What do you think?
Right.
And usually you're very perceptive. I mean, your intuitive skills are quite high. However, you've not given yourself enough credit for that. So I want you to give yourself some time. That's my recommendation. And it's okay. If people get upset that you're not available for a month, let them get upset. Say, talk to me, you know, after the end of February or something, whatever. You make the parameters. You decide on what it's going to be. And then it'll work out well. You're going to be pleased with the results. If you don't do that for yourself, you're going to find that you feel like you're behind the eight ball for the entire year. You're going to feel like you're carrying or dragging 500 pounds of excess.
Don't want to do that.
Nope. You're too sharp. You're too sharp. But it's just a part of your nature. It's something that, again, ever since you've been a little shaver, this is what you do. You just say, here, if you need some help, I'm here.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So now it's time to learn how to be discriminating. And that doesn't mean that you don't have a good heart, and it doesn't mean that you cannot accomplish things. But for you to get to where you want to be, that's what you're going to need to look at. Is what I'm saying making sense to you?
It's making perfect sense to me, and it's very timely, actually. It's right on.
What's your question for me, dear?
I guess, Mike, you sort of answered it, but I would just say as a follow-up, I've been thinking about moving, and if that might help my spiritual, because I want to do something. I know Spirit is working with me to unfold my soul's purpose, and I want to really go full throttle with that. So that, so what you're saying about the retreat does matter to me, and it makes sense.
Well, before you decide that you're going to move, I want you to put things into perspective for yourself.
Okay.
Do that first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then
I'll kind of take myself with me, huh?
Obviously. And
yep.
What I want you to do is give yourself the time. There's no urgency for you to move right now. None.
Oh, okay.
What is important is that you take the time for yourself so you can assess what your objectives really are. When you do that, then you'll know how to ask the right questions about where you want to put yourself so you can reach your objectives.
Okay. Okay. That makes perfect sense. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. So delighted you're calling in.
Okay.
And just stay warm down there in beautiful Charlotte.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, dear. You're very welcome.
Okay, good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you want to give me a buzz, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756 is another number, or 530-876-3222. Don't forget, I'm going to be appearing at the 6th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival. Now, the dates, mark them on your calendar if you're in the sunny California area, February 8th to the 11th. We're going to be doing this wonderful event at the LAX Hilton, which is at 5711 West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles, next door to the airport. We have got so many different speakers. We have got all kinds of wonderful products and services that are going to be offered there. If you want more information, call 800-367-5777 or go to their website, consciouslifeexpo.com. Kids have a way of being extremely resourceful. And there is a 10-year-old girl, Arabella Yuri is her name, and this child was anything but unbusy. She was busy, busy, busy. She was not only going to school, she was involved with fencing, she was taking Chinese, she had homework. However, she had a passion for something, even though she was only 10 years of age, and that was to brighten the life of a child who is sick. Now, she heard, what started her on this, she heard about a little girl named Marissa who had an inoperable brain tumor, and she was from China. Now, Arabella related to that because she herself had been brought over to the U.S. from China, had been adopted as an infant. So she said, I started writing to her. And Marissa really was fighting hard with this brain tumor. And when she died, I wanted to remember her by helping other kids with serious illnesses. When Arabelle was asked, how are you going to do this? She said, I just want to be their friend. And Arabella understands that when kids have cancer, their illness is going to be always in the conversation. So her letters give them a chance to think about something else. She said, I pretend I'm writing someone who doesn't have cancer. And this is from a 10-year-old. Arabella said, I base my letters on things I talk about with my school friends, like, have you seen the new Harry Potter movie? She's careful, though, not to make her pen pals feel left out. I won't mention going ice skating if they can't do it anymore. She said she's also interested about raising information about childhood cancers. So she's in the process of writing a book about the healing powers children have with each other, and plans to include a diagnosis card to help parents determine whether a child has a brain tumor. Amazing. Amazing. And Arabella says, you're never too young to make a difference. It's not the number of years of a life, but what someone does with them. What would you think about that 10-year-old? Pretty amazing, isn't she? I think so. This is Donna Sebo. This has been a wonderful hour. Thank you so much for being with me today. And have an utterly fabulous weekend. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a great one. I'll be back with you on Monday, and we'll be talking Beyond the Secret. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.